This is Fresh Air. In the new movie F1, Brad Pitt plays a down-on-his-luck race car driver who gets a second shot at Formula One glory. It's the latest summer blockbuster from Top Gun Maverick director Joseph Kosinski, and it also features Javier Bardem, Carrie Condon, and Damson Idris. F1 opens in theaters this week, and our film critic Justin Chang has this review.
The full title of Brad Pitt's new Formula One racing film is F1 the Movie, which is helpful given the sheer range of F1-themed programming there is, from live-streamed races to documentary series. But it's also a little misleading. There's been no shortage of memorable F1 movies over the years, like the 1967 Grand Prix and the 1971 Steve McQueen drama Le Mans. Among more recent titles, I'm a big fan of Rush, about the real-life racing rivals James Hunt and Niki Lauda, and Senna, a wrenching documentary portrait of the three-time Formula One world champion Ayrton Senna. It's probably too early to welcome F1 into that pantheon, but this slick, precision-tooled entertainment is clearly gunning for a spot. The movie, directed by Joseph Kosinski, is hugely enjoyable and dazzlingly well-made. And it does for the 61-year-old Brad Pitt what Kosinski's last film, Top Gun Maverick, did for Tom Cruise. It casts him as a stubborn outsider who shows he's still got a surprise, and maybe even a triumph, up his sleeve. Pitt plays Sonny Hayes, who was a rising Formula One star in the 90s, until a devastating crash sidelined his career. 30 years later, Sonny is a professional gambler and occasional race car driver for hire. He'll drive for any team that needs him, not for the chump change he gets paid, but for his enduring love of the sport. The plot kicks into gear when Ruben, an old friend and racing buddy, played by a boisterous Javier Bardem, shows up out of the blue and begs Sonny to drive for his struggling Formula One racing team, Apex. Sonny reluctantly agrees and heads to Apex headquarters in London, but immediately clashes with the team's other driver, the much younger Joshua Pierce, played by Damson Idris. Joshua is a bit of a hothead, and he resents being tied to a has-been like Sonny. But Sonny, whom Pitt plays with a signature mix of aloofness and swagger, has years more experience, and he knows how to use that experience to get under Joshua's skin. As the film leaps from one Grand Prix race to another, the destinations include Monza, Italy, Las Vegas, and Abu Dhabi, the men's rivalry heats up, on and off the course. At one point, Sonny pulls a move that ends up wrecking both his and Joshua's cars, sending Ruben into an understandable fury.
I'm sorry, Ruben, for demolishing not one, but both of your lovely cars, for coming back into your life only to destroy it.
Is this your revenge for Monaco?
Yeah, I waited 30 years and came all this way to humiliate myself on global television.
Funny. You think I brought you in to make my other driver quit?
Listen, he's cocky, he's arrogant, he's got a lot to learn.
You were cocky, you were arrogant, and you had a lot to learn.
I'm not here to hold anyone's hand. I'm here to race.
No, you're not. Sonny, you're here to give me a heart attack. I have to decide whether to continue this fiasco or pull the plug now.
You have till the end of the season.
By which time, Apex will be worth less than my shoes!
You don't have to know a thing about cars, racetracks, or Formula One regulations to guess where this epic of male aggression is headed. It's a safe bet that Sonny and Joshua will learn to work together, and that one or both of them will be injured on the long road to victory. It's also not a surprise when Apex's technical director, Kate, played by the terrific Carrie Condon, generates romantic sparks with Sonny against their better professional judgment. But if the overall arc of F1 is fairly predictable, the movie is good at keeping you off balance from moment to moment. At times it seems to borrow its philosophy from Sonny, who believes that success is often counterintuitive. You have to slow down to speed up, and sometimes you even have to crash out to come in first. After seeing Kosinski's earlier action movies, like Tron Legacy and Oblivion, I came away thinking he was little more than an empty stylist. But his film craft here, as in Top Gun Maverick, is awfully impressive. The racing scenes, beautifully shot by Claudio Miranda and crisply edited by Stephen Mirioni, are at once hyperkinetic and elegant. The cross-cutting is insane, but you never get lost. Pitt and Idris did their own driving, reaching speeds of up to 180 miles per hour, which only adds to the verisimilitude. It takes more than sterling action technique, though, to put across a movie like F1 persuasively. It takes a filmmaker who can deftly juggle male-weepy conventions and movie star egos, and who can take the most cliché of Hollywood narratives, the aging veteran giving it one more go, and invest it with real feeling. Interestingly, F1 only goes soft when it saddles Sonny with a lovely but redundant monologue about what he gets out of racing and why he finds it so thrilling. It briefly halts the movie in its tracks, which brings unwelcome meaning to the term pit stop.
Justin Chang is a film critic for The New Yorker. He reviewed F1 starring Brad Pitt. If you'd like to catch up on our interviews you've missed, like our conversation with reporter Carter Sherman on how miseducation, digital culture, and politics are reshaping sex and intimacy for Gen Z, or with actor Eben Moss Bachrach from the FX series The Bear, check out our podcast. You'll find lots of fresh air interviews. And to find out what's happening behind the scenes of our show and get our producers' recommendations for what to watch, read, and listen to, subscribe to our free newsletter at whyy.org/freshair. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director is Audrey Bentham. Our engineer today is Charlie Kyer. Our managing producer is Sam Brigger. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krinzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Nakundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper, and our consulting visual producer is Hope Wilson. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. With Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.